Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Federal judge blocks President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. The pandemic creates major mental problems for young Americans. Inflation causing financial misery this Christmas time. Meteorologists rank the snowiest cities in America. Also, I had a preview of the Trump O'Reilly History Tour, which begins this coming Saturday in Florida. But first, U.S. District Court in Georgia halting the president's vaccine mandate on federal contractors. Those are people who get paid by Washington, D.C. The judge claims the order violates pre-existing contracts between the government and private business. Said the ruling, quote, the mandate is costly, laborious, and likely to result in a deduction in available members of the workforce, unquote. Another court blocked Mr. Biden's mandate on businesses with 100 or more employees last month. The U.S. Surgeon General issuing an official advisory warning that COVID is sparking a major mental health crisis for the country's youth. Suicide attempts for adolescent girls up 51% from last year. One in six children now speak with a mental health professional to deal with anxiety and depression. The number of teens seeking substance abuse treatment up double digits. Inflation causing financial hardship for millions. The average American spending $500 to travel over the Christmas holiday. A typical family shells out $150 to cook the meal on Christmas Day. Buying a turkey will cost you 20% more compared to last year. Beef up 30%. To save some cash for presents, many families are scaling back dinner or switching to cheaper options like pasta or pizza. Pizza on Christmas? No. A new survey from the Fox Weather Channel says the snowiest cities in the country are the following: Anchorage, Alaska; Erie, Pennsylvania; Flagstaff, Arizona, up by the canyon; Boulder, Colorado; and the number one spot, Syracuse, New York. The city of 150,000 typically sees 130 inches of snow every year. That's 11 feet. In a moment, Trump, history, and me. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. This coming Saturday, the first Trump O'Reilly History Show will commence at the FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, Florida. That's Lauderdale. Now, my production company is producing the extravaganza, and there is a good reason I'm doing it. Despite covering Donald Trump for years, I have little idea what he actually did in the Oval Office for 4 years. Why? Because the corrupt press didn't cover that, preferring to either try to destroy Mr. Trump or, on the other side, canonize him a saint. So we never got reportage about the wall, the vax, how dangerous is Putin, how did you contain inflation, all of these things that influence our lives every day. So I decided to put together this history tour. The 45th president did sign on. He knows what it is. Not a rally. We're not going to relitigate the election. We are going to talk about policies, both successful and unsuccessful, and personalities. We're going to get into Xi and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. We're going to get into them all. So this history tour is going to set a baseline for how President Trump conducted himself on a day-to-day basis inside the White House. And I'm telling you, this is the most difficult assignment of my entire life. Not only do I have to select topics that are interesting to the audience, and the audience is, we've sold about 30,000 tickets. You can still get tickets, but you got to move it. But not only do I have to select topics, but I have to keep President Trump focused on said topics. When I talk to him privately, I get a tremendous amount of information that you've never heard. So it's my job to get that information out to you, and I will at the shows. Now, no TV, no media. We are going to record everything, so we will have that in our archives. And on this coming Monday, all right, I'm going to run some clips on BillO'Reilly.com. So if you're interested in this, you become a premium member on BillO'Reilly.com, you'll be able to see, you know, a small portion of the show. It's not fair to people who buy tickets to broadcast too much, but you're going to see a different Donald Trump. So right now, this is what I have. Putin, Xi in China, inflation, border wall, vaccine, violent crime, Afghanistan, screw up, global warming, and a rundown of the personalities that President Trump had to deal with. So that is pretty much what we're going to open with. And then, depending on what he says on stage, of course, I'll follow up. This is no cupcake. This is no rally, as I said. And on Sunday, we're going to go up to the Amway Center in Orlando. It'll be a different show, just depending on what happens. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope I don't screw it up. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this date in 1969, President Richard Nixon announced the end of America's war in Vietnam. Despite that proclamation, the conflict would drag on for another 4 years. By its conclusion, 60,000 Americans would be killed in combat in Vietnam, many of those drafted into the war. Here's how America's involvement in Southeast Asia spiraled out of control. The Pentagon began sending advisors into South Vietnam in November 1955 under Eisenhower to promote democracy and stop the spread of communism from the North, which was being aided by China. In 1961, President Kennedy sent 400 Green Berets to directly confront, that means fight, the communist Viet Cong. Within a decade, hundreds of thousands of young Americans would fight in the steamy jungles of Vietnam. After years of brutal combat, direct U.S. military involvement in that beleaguered country ended in August 1973. Overall, the conflict was a catastrophe for the USA. More than 2.7 million Americans served in Vietnam, peaking at 550,000. In April 1969, 300,000 were wounded, along with the aforementioned 60,000 dead. The conflict ripped the country apart, mostly by age. Surveys at the time showed the public split over whether sending troops into Southeast Asia served the national interest. And here's something else you might not know. The official end of the Vietnam War took place on January 27, 1973. The Paris Peace Accords were signed by delegates from the USA, South Vietnam, the Viet Cong, and North Vietnam. The pact called for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, a complete ceasefire, the release of prisoners of war, and no further invasions. Of course, the communists broke the agreement almost immediately. They stormed South Vietnam for the next 2 years, seizing control of the capital city Saigon on April 30th, 1975. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.